This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
105.3 FM HD2, Kenner, New Orleans. This is Tom Fitzmaurice with the second course of the Food Show. Do you know why you have no other food shows to compare ours with? There ain't no other ones. This is the only one that's been doing it, and we've been doing it for 33 years. Same host, same idea, same radio station.
Every time you say that, I guess you add another year. It's 31 years.
31? Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe you're talking to one of those other stations.
No.
Well, okay, I'll check and make sure. But anyhow, we're up there, and it's great to be there and here and talk with you about food, about restaurants, about cooking and wine and all the rest of it. Our number is 260-6368, 260-6368. And then you can talk with us, and I hope you do, because the whole program today I've been waiting for opportunities to talk about the heat. And then also,
why?
Though.
Why?
Because
it's a food show.
Yeah. Well, that was going to be my next thing to say, is that the heat is so
really.
So
it's
really
August and July. It's hot.
It sure is.
Get over it.
But what are you doing? You know, do you have a method around it? You do, young lady?
No, I'm just saying, I just get over it because it's August in July. I mean, not July, August in New Orleans. I mean, that's going to be hot. Actually, I have to say this. When I get up to walk the dog in the morning,
yeah,
and I walk outside, it's always fairly cool, which I'm a little surprised by. I mean, it is 7 o'clock in the morning, but still, it's August in New Orleans. Anyway, I don't want to talk about the weather. 260-6368 is the number. We're talking about food here.
yeah, and it's been fun.
And I just had a little watermelon. Tom, I hope you're not getting a cold.
Excuse me.
It's cats or something.
That's what it is.
Your beloved cats.
We have one.
Cats, as I always say. All right. Oh. So while Tom blows his nose.
I'm terribly sorry.
I'm going to say that we had a great meal over the weekend at Trey Yen. Oh, Tom's still having a sneezing fit. 260-6368. I was under the impression that Trey Yen had seen better days. And we ordered differently this time, and it was really good.
Well, you must have read our article. And I'm glad you did.
Maybe, yes.
You know, I was complaining about this because we have this back and forth thing that Marianne and I have going on, and it's the deal where you
start throwing things.
One person's turn to pick who's what restaurant is next.
And we do.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know this.
Well, I thought I always picked it.
Well, that may be the case, but where was I going with this? I'm sorry. Every now and then I lose control of my brains anymore.
I'm not going to tell you how much Tom's been hanging out at the Chimes.
There's one thing there.
Blow all of your credibility, your hard-fought 45-year credibility.
Oh, no, it's good. I'd stand behind it. Anything.
The oysters, folks. That's what he'll stand behind.
Are
the
really
oysters.
Great.
They have great grits and grits, too. On the brunch menu on the weekend.
In fact, their entire brunch menu, for the price that they charge, which is really low, it's like a third.
Just the idea of brunch at Chimes is sort of oxymoronic.
Well, you know what I notice going there, especially when I go in the evening, is that the people who are circulating around in there.
The barfly.
What?
Tom's becoming a barfly.
A barfly.
Go ahead, what?
For a minute there, I thought a barfly was something that a fly that burps a lot was, yeah. But that's another deal. What was I talking about again?
Chimes. You were defending Chimes.
Yeah.
Tom defending Chimes. Take note, folks.
You won't see me eating the hamburgers. You won't see me eating the
seafood. Actually, their hamburger's not bad.
Huh?
Their hamburger's not bad.
Well, the oysters got me, and a few
other
things.
You think they're the best, right? You think Chimes?
No. They're not the best.
I was about to say, I don't think they're in anywhere close to being the best.
No, they're not. I mean,
I like Acme's Drago's better.
Acme is really good.
I'm talking
good.
About on the North Shore. I like Acme's better.
Yeah.
I like New Orleans Food and Spirits better. As a matter of fact, I think their oysters are actually not that great.
Well, they're cheap enough. Anyway, it has been working for me, so I keep on going.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you've got this new thing that you're digging it. I also went by myself.
What?
Not by myself. I did not go by myself, but I did not go with you someplace else over the weekend. And it was a first because it just opened, and I'm devastated.
Oh?
Devastated.
Tell me all about it.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I just can't. But it's not.
Is this that new place out of Hollywood?
But it's not.
It is that
place. It's not good. It's not good.
The Hollywood place?
I don't know what you're talking about. What Hollywood place?
There's a new place that basically comes across to me as an overgrown hamburger place, and they have a legitimate claim to buying really good quality stuff. And that there.
Oh, are we talking Shake Shack?
Yeah.
I love Shake Shack. I was there today.
Were you?
I was there today with two guys that are good friends, and we love to go and talk about food, and one of them is passionate about burgers. Passionate.
Everybody in
and
my family
feels
that way.
I wanted to watch him eat the Shake Shack. I wanted to watch him eat the Shack burger.
Mm-hmm.
And he was impressed. He was indeed impressed.
The bottom line on this is, for me anyway, is that hamburgers that you cook yourself are always going to be better. Always. Because you have complete control over how to do it, and you can hit it with a lot of heat or a little bit less and sprinkle, you know, your kind of seasonings on it, and then it all happens, all pulls together.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we went to Shake Shack today, and I was anxiously awaiting his report because he actually does a little writing for us.
Oh.
And
anybody I know?
No.
How?
And he hangs out at the beach on 30A a lot. Although I want to be clear, he does not have one of those 30A stickers on his car. But he's going to be doing some reports for us on Gulf Coast dining.
Good idea.
But anyway, he was duly impressed with the Shake Shack. He was. He's an Atomic Burger fan, as I am also.
Atomic is a great burger.
Yes, the difference in Atomic Burger and Shake Shack, though, is that Atomic Burger is going through the extra step of doing fresh-cut fries, which to me gives them a little edge. But I have to say I love the Shack burger. I do. Anyway, we were talking about the thingedness of the Shake Shack and the line and all that, and they were marveling at that.
Sorry.
And it is kind of amazing. But the place I was talking about over the weekend was a new restaurant, and I was really, 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 really underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed? So much for that.
So underwhelmed, I'm not even going to mention it.
Okay, good.
But it was very disappointing. Mm. I really had high expectations of it.
Okay, what was it?
No, I can't. Say it. I can't say what it is. It's a friend.
Mm.
So, and we went to Francesca. My sibs and I went to Francesca. And we were leaving a funeral, unfortunately. Mm. And one of them threw out, Arno's. And three of us went, no. So then I texted everyone that we should go to Francesca, and they loved it.
Arno's is really good, except for one thing. They are so busy all the time. They do a huge business in there. It's always been like that because I know at the beginning, when they first started getting going, I wrote a lot of stuff about them, and they were just pulling it down like crazy. But it was a to get a table there, it's really an ordeal. They're always full.
I do not have a taste for blast from the past restaurants.
No?
I do not have a taste for that.
What do you like from the past if you don't like blast from the past? Come on, it's a legitimate question.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. I don't know that I can think of anything. Uh-huh. But anyway, I don't... Queen. I like the music of Queen.
That makes one of us.
I'm totally obsessed with Queen at the moment, as are a lot of people. So anyway, I did not like... we said no to Arno's, and then we did go to Francesca.
Francesca.
And I told them that I thought Francesca. That Francesca has, in my opinion, the best reigning king of burgers. Although I was a little disappointed over the weekend, but not in the fries, which were spectacular and wowed everyone at the table. And the muffalata that my sister got just totally knocked her socks off. And I almost warned her about the muffalata because it's not made with Chisasi ham. It's made made with a boar's head.
A house brand for...
I mean, they get it from wherever it is. You know, they get it wholesale. But she loved it. She absolutely flipped over it. And I have to say, I was looking at her muffalata and I was wanting it myself because it looked really good. But anyway, there were four of us and three of us got the burger.
Mm-hmm.
And one of us got the muffalata and it was really good. So that's it. That's the dining that we did over the weekend, except for the Trey Yen, which was a really great experience.
Yeah, we had a really good dinner over there. And, you know, I've never had a bad one at Trey Yen. It's since the day they opened, I've always thought that they had it all figured it out right down the middle. They do a few things. Welcome back. This is the Food Show. Sorry for that little interruption there. Every now and then the electronics say, hey, I need to blow my nose. And I told him, sure, I know what it's all about. So they went ahead and did it. And now we're just roaring right ahead with some great ideas for everything in your entire life.
So, Doug, where did we drop off? Because did we get to the Chinese restaurants and then McDonald's? Okay, so we ended with we didn't get to McDonald's. Okay, so there are two Chinese restaurants that I want to know the update on if anyone is out in Kenner and ever goes to these restaurants. But one of them is behind the McDonald's at Veterans and Williams Boulevard, and the other one is Young's, which is on Williams down by what was the old Troops, which is now Winn-Dixie at 21st and Williams. And I went to Young's a few times, but we pretty much stuck to the one behind the McDonald's. And then Tom mentioned the McDonald's, that being the first one in the area, and that it was 15 cents to get a hamburger. And I remember, and I've said this before on the show, actually within the last few months, because I believe we were here when I was talking about it, but I remember when it came to the market, there were a bunch of us that used to hang out at what we called the country club, which is absolutely not a country club.
Yeah, it was a back street on a back street, if I remember.
Well, it was a little club that had, you know, it was in the neighborhood. It was like, you see them a lot, like they're over here. They have a little subdivision with a little swim club, and it's kind of a common thing. And back then it was, whoa, you know. So the swim club, we were hanging out there, and somebody actually brought this bag of McDonald's.
A bag.
It was
of
the
McDonald's.
First time anyone had seen it, and it was just like we had gone to heaven or something, and everybody just started going.
Oh, it's so easy to gather together wonderful things.
Yes. And then my brother used to go to McDonald's every single day. Every single day, and get two hamburgers. And then he would scrape the pickles, the onion, and the ketchup off, because I don't think you ever could order anything quote, your way. That was why, wow. I guess that's the origin of the Burger King, have it your way, because in McDonald's, you got it their way.
Yeah.
And then you had to repurpose it your way. So that's what my brother would do. He would get two basic hamburgers from McDonald's, then he would scrape all that stuff off and put them together.
I think I hold, I think I know your brothers.
I think yeah. maybe you do, Tom.
Well, I'll look into that.
260-6368 is the number. That's 260-MENU. We are talking about, as usual, all kinds of things.
Food, anything.
Yes, all
Wide
kinds
open.
Of things. And you are welcome to join us in this conversation about whatever it is that you would like to talk about. And we are,
yeah.
yes.
About our program is sponsored by New Orleans Hamburger, Hamburger and Seafood. What you have there is exactly what the name of the place tells you. It is a hamburger, but it's not just a hamburger. You know, you can take ground beef and put it on a grill or put it in a just about anything you want to cook it in, and you'll get this one thing. But if you really want the best, what you have to start with is first-class quality, all this at this time is just completely fresh
like
product.
Like it's done the way it's done, with good quality meat, seared on the outside, juicy on the inside.
And crusty on the outside. And they have always done that from the very beginning. And then when they started getting into the seafood, they started using, obviously, not the same exact ideas, but they boiled down to that. They would not ever sell any of their seafood that was not
crispy,
completely
golden
complete,
brown.
Well, what I was after was fresh. Fresh and
yes.
prepared to order.
Well, you know, we would
and
ever
all those
sell
other
any seafood
too.
That isn't fresh. But anyway, crispy, golden brown.
I don't know.
Spice-alicious if you ask for it.
Yeah.
They have char-grilled oysters now.
Yeah, that's a good addition there. Anyway, it just keeps getting better and better.
Good
and
salads.
I've always been a
poor
a
boys.
Fan of poor boys, you say?
Salads, and poor boys. They have good local specialties.
Yeah.
New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood.
Yeah. That's the name of it, and they are there 7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
10 locations.
Around town, 10 locations.
New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood. Okay, so we were talking about, a lot of things. We were talking about supermarkets. We were talking about why I'm a sucker.
Are you a sucker?
I'm just an incredible sucker. Yes, I'm. I fully.
What are you
admit
a sucker
what
for?
I'm
what
are
you
a sucker?
What do you like to find that you say,
well? I started
well.
To say, well, actually, we've talked about a couple of things that prove that I'm a sucker. One is the Shake Shack.
Yeah.
I've already been there, what, 3 or 4 times? They've only been open 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I like at the supermarket if you put 2 for whatever, 2 for $5. Usually it's 2 for $5. 2 for $5, I'm there. I mean, I walked into Rouse's today. And they had a display of Stacy's chips, which are absolutely wonderful.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. I'm just reviewing the show in case anyone would like to pick up on it.
Uh-huh.
And they had the magic piece of paper out there, the magic little sign saying 2 for $5, and I grabbed 4 of them right there. So $10 before I even walked into the store.
Ooh, what a deal you have made.
Well, no, not necessarily, but what a sucker I am is what I'm thinking. So then if there's a BOGO, there's a buy one, get one free.
A BOGO?
Or a
What's
three
a BOGO?
What is it?
It's, I've never
heard buy of it. One, get one free.
Oh, okay.
BOGO is what it's called. Yeah. And at the Fresh Market the other day, there were 3 for $10 on berries. So I wound up with 3 packages of berries, and probably they'll go to waste. But it's just like, if it's something for whatever price, I'm there. I'm going to grab it.
Hmm.
And I think there must be a lot of people like that.
Well, there certainly seem to have been for that particular place.
Well, we've not heard from any of them, so I'm assuming that maybe.
I don't know. There's...
I would say I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing that stuff. They wouldn't keep dangling that carrot in front of me and everyone else because nobody would fall for it.
That's what I'm always a sucker for, crackers that have drawn you forward. What did she just
say? The Stacy's, they are crackers. Actually, that was right, Tom. Stacy's are crackers. Anyway, you're going to be bringing Spin Dip tonight your first singing roundup of the year, of the fall anyway.
Yeah. What is that all about?
Spin Dip?
No, this...
singing roundup?
Yeah.
I know, looking forward to it. It's your NPAS.
Yeah.
It's just like
your
holy grail on Monday nights.
It really has been, and I haven't been able to keep up with it because I've been too doggone busy,
yes.
Which is terrible.
Well, you get your opportunity starting tonight. So Spin Dip is on the menu, at least from you, a potluck. That's a fun thing to talk about.
Potluck?
Yeah, if you do a potluck or if you ever go to a potluck, is there something that you're known for?
Yeah.
Is there something that you have to bring to a potluck?
You
have to bring ham.
Depends on, the ham is the thing.
You always have to bring ham. And at Christmas, you have to bring a cheesecake. Actually, we bring a lot of stuff to a potluck.
Yeah.
We bring all the appetizers, and then you do your ham, and then the cheesecake. But the only potluck that we ever go to is family. You know, on Thanksgiving, until just 2 or 3 weeks ago when Jude's family was in town, and we had that big gathering at my niece's house, and that was a big potluck, too. And I wound up buying sandwiches, which I deeply regretted after that.
Yeah, because, you know, it's so easy to just make them yourself.
Well, I actually do make finger sandwiches, and I will go back to making finger sandwiches should I ever need to make finger sandwiches again. I had that phase where I was making finger sandwiches and just having them in the refrigerator, just like for snacking. But you know what? That's a very bad idea because you have that, like, soft white bread, which is good for absolutely nothing except a finger sandwich.
And you know
as you're eating it that it's really unhealthy. So I can't bring myself to do that.
What part of it is unhealthy?
It's super
white bread.
It's super processed.
Oh, uh-huh. So you like that bread that comes out of what used to be the we haven't talked about this lately. That used to be the Coca-Cola plant on Jefferson Davis Parkway, and now it's a...
Oh, that was Sunbeam, wasn't it? Was that where
Sunbeam was a few blocks away from there.
Because I remember when I was a kid, we had a field trip to Sunbeam. Or was it Bunny Bread? Wasn't there a Bunny Bread,
both
too?
Both of them, yeah, both of them.
Where was Bunny Bread?
Out in New Orleans East on Downman Road.
Did you ever do field trips like that?
Oh, did I ever? They wanted to get my attention more than any other. Shh, don't... put that out there. That's Tom Fitzmaurice out there.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I have to laugh. Back in the day,
you wouldn't believe how often I hear that.
What? That's you have to just you just have to laugh. Oh.
Anyway, that's.
Oh. Back in the day when insurance had not, or the litigious society in which we live had not squelched field trips. It used to be loads of fun for kids to go to various places for field trips.
Yeah.
And I remember...
The Coca-Cola factory was one of them. They gave you a single small Coke.
Yeah.
A
and they always gave you something at the end like that. And then I remember going to Bunny Bread, and we got a loaf of Bunny Bread, or Sunbeam. Maybe we did both. Probably both.
Yep.
Trying to think of any other ones that we went to. Was there a Borden? Probably you went to Borden's Cheese.
Yeah.
And maybe got some cheese there. Does anybody ever do that now? Because, I mean, for various other reasons. No, for various reasons. One being corporate spying. I mean, I know you can't go into, like, the Hershey factory because there's, like, a corporate spying paranoia or something. And I'm sure it's not a paranoia, but... due to that and also litigation.
I'm glad I'm not paranoid about anything.
Litigation, those kinds of field trips are gone, so that's kind of too bad.
Yeah.
Anybody remember any great field trips when they were kids to food places? Because there were some fun food places.
There were a lot, yeah. Well,
I remember
all kind of things.
I remember when Zapps first started. Ron Zappi was a very nice guy.
Yeah.
And they opened up in Gramercy in some old car dealership. And he was just like an oil guy. He was an oil executive.
Yeah.
And he decided, you know what, I'm going to just open up a potato chip factory. Just
because it was all right in that area.
So he opens up in the car dealership in Gramercy, and that was back in the 80s because I was on the air then because he was one of my first guests. And I remember taking my own field trip with his PR people out there, and so we toured the factory. And then I think they did do some field trips still at that time, but I guess they don't do them anymore. Are there any places that serve food doing any field trips anymore if you have kids?
That's a
and
shame
you've gone?
If there aren't.
Well, I think that's just, it's just a, it's like a 20.
Candy.
It's a 21st century. Oh, Elmer's. That's another one we went to. Do you remember going to Elmer's?
Do I ever?
Yeah.
The man who ran and still does, I'm pretty sure, he came on our show and for every year for quite a while.
Yes.
And he used to bring me so much candy.
Mm-hmm.
It was I was friends of everybody at the radio station for
I
a while.
Bet. Well, you know, they didn't come last year or the year before because they're
I would have noticed.
Traveling a lot.
Ah.
He's traveling a lot.
Yeah, and the reason for that is that they're selling a fantastic volume of chocolates around the country.
Around the world. Around the world. He's traveling around the world now.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's why. Anyway, we were talking about Mandina's. You mentioned Mandina's. And we were talking about R&O and the blast from the past thing. Oh, we have to take a break? Yeah, we do.
We do indeed.
260-6368. Stay at the edge of your seat.
WWL Radio, New Orleans, 105.3 FM.
We are back. Was getting into blasts from the past. And
blasts
Tom,
from the
yes,
past.
Yes, and we were talking about R&O, which I am not a fan of. And Mandina's was mentioned, and we went to that pizza place, Tower of Pizza. And
we just went there about
2 months ago. About 2 months ago.
And
I think what I don't like about the blast from the past places is they tend to make me think of Greece for some reason, which I don't really mind thinking of. Which
no,
I don't
that
really
is going to help their effort.
Yeah, which I really don't mind, but I just I don't know. It's just like a vibe or something. I don't really get it. But there are enough people who do get it. That they are still thriving, all of them.
And away we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was about to ask you about that. National Day of the Year. What is it? National Underwear Day. Now, you know what? You don't hear too much about that, and with good reason. Yeah.
I thought every day was that.
Well, yeah, in their own special way. Oh, now we're talking
Tom.
Real bit. Who doesn't love oysters and why? Why? What's wrong with you?
Well, there are people who don't love oysters.
I know, but
and a lot of them, so you just can have their share.
Everybody in my family, which encompasses usually about four people, nobody eats oysters. I'm ecstatic about that. They just pass it over to me, and I take care of them. You know, just
you're the only one of your sibs that eats oysters.
Strange.
That is. I'm really surprised about your younger sister. I would have thought for sure she did.
Well, not only that, but.
Thank you, Doug. National Oyster Day. We'll get a little bit out of that.
Yeah, why not?
Favorite way to eat oysters?
Oh,
anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well.
This is the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. What's your thinking about oysters or about anything else? You know, we
Oyster Patty.
Oh, Patty. have you talked to Patty? She's let herself
Oyster
go
Patty.
Completely say it.
I remember, Tom,
to
I remember how you used to feel about oyster patties.
Me?
You're Tom, right?
Yeah, but yeah. You know this too, okay.
Well, my eyesight has gotten bad, but I'm not seeing double yet. Anyway, oyster patties. Do you remember that?
I hate it.
Not you.
And I still hate them.
Do you ever see them anywhere? Does anybody ever see oyster patties anywhere?
You go to a restaurant that has...
It would have to be kind of a blast from the past kind of thing.
It kind of is, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, you know who has an oyster patty, or they did have an oyster patty on the menu, and they are hardly a blast from the past, but Oxlot 9.
Oh, yeah, but that what they're doing is so different.
No, I'm not. It's more like an oyster vol-au-vent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I mean, an oyster patty is... an oyster vol-au-vent, except that it's dry and it's chopped.
Yeah, and it's it winds up ruining a perfectly good oyster, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't get chopped oysters.
Me neither.
I mean, I used to like oyster patties when I was a kid and didn't know any better. But and then of course we moved to the mock oyster patties. That was the phase that my mom was in when you arrived on the scene, which were, by the way, broccoli and mushrooms with that tubed cheese. Hmm. They were good. I'm sorry. They were good.
Well,
yeah. As a matter of fact, I liked them better than real oyster patties because I didn't really like oysters that much, and I definitely didn't like oysters that were chopped.
Yeah, it's just, again, I tell you, it's just like a perfectly good item that has turned into mush.
I haven't seen chopped oysters in the last 30 years until last weekend when we went to Middendorf's. That oyster dish.
How'd you like that?
Had chopped oysters in it.
Have we discussed this?
Yeah, we did last week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they had chopped oysters in that, which was kind of surprising to me. But if you like oyster patties, and you know where anyone is doing oyster patties, catering or otherwise, I'd be kind of interested in hearing that, because that is definitely an old-fashioned dish.
Yeah. Well, I'd feel the same way about it, except it goes like this. I'm hoping that
any oyster patties.
And they go before we...
The oyster vol-au-vent.
Oysters vol-au-vent.
The oyster vol-au-vent, because that's really what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
At Oxlot 9 is, if they're still doing it, it's a large puff pastry shell.
Right.
And it has whole oysters in it sort of a cream sauce, kind of like that thing you used to do. Do you remember you won that?
Thing?
Do you remember you won a prize for some oyster competition in Maryland?
Oh yeah, the best oyster in America.
Oysters au poivre.
Oysters au poivre. How did you know that? The oysters au poivre, and it was oysters baked in one of those little casseroles, those little.
Do you have that in your cookbook, oysters au poivre? Do you have oysters au poivre in your cookbook?
I don't think so because...
That's too bad.
I think it's older than the other thing.
Oysters au poivre was done... Okay, the cookbook came out right after Katrina. And oysters au poivre definitely did predate Katrina. But it was fairly simple, if I recall. It was oysters.
You had to catch
cream,
it.
Cream.
And you had to make sure the cream didn't foam all over everything.
And peppercorns, right? And was there a Parmesan cheese in it?
No, I don't think I put. No, you know, might have been a little bit, but not very much. It made a pretty strong statement just as it was. And I came in second.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What beat you?
There was this, strangely enough, he was a guy from New Orleans.
Oh, really? What was it?
I can't remember what the dish was, but I do remember that the guy who won was putting out a lot of oysters that were kind of hard to
resist.
Resist, because they were just big. He was selecting the biggest, best.
And you don't remember the preparation?
I'm sure it's around somewhere, but I can't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters
au poivre was definitely good, and I remember we were really big on that for a while, and we would serve it at parties and stuff, but then all of a sudden it just sort of went away.
The
nobody ever talked about it after that.
Well, you know, everybody's fickle.
We just moved on to something else.
There's always something
I'm
to
curious
be
to look
moved
at your
onto.
Cookbook, though, and see if, yeah? if there is an oysters au poivre recipe
what,
in
this,
there.
The,
no, that's the Eat Book, Tom. That's like your... that's the, basically, I've decided that that is a restaurant guide.
That's kind
I mean,
of
it's not
it
even
is.
It's not even really a restaurant, because it doesn't really have... reviews or anything like that. It's just like, here's this place and here's what you get here and here's what's good about it and here's what to stay away from, and that's it. But it's not a formatted kind of thing.
No, it's really, people I've talked to about it say, you know, you shouldn't redo it at all. Just
no, you shouldn't
publish it the way it is, because then it'll be the BIC.
It's like a lost restaurants thing.
It kind of is, yeah.
And but it doesn't have pictures, but that's okay, because you don't really have to have pictures
no,
of anything.
No, no.
But anyway, oysters au poivre. I'm kind of thinking maybe I'd like to try and make that sometime
soon.
Yeah,
it's really easy.
It is good, especially though. Oh, it is? Okay.
It is? No kidding.
Well, gosh darn it.
Can you, who wrote the recipe for that? Is that what you said? Oh.
I'm thinking that Tom probably wrote it.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
and
it.
It looked
That's
good,
all
and it was good.
It
I'm
was look, good.
I'm going to look it up right now to see. I'm going to type it in. Now I'm going to see about just trying the new method, because I did it a few times, and I was really kind of impressed with it. I thought it worked really well.
Yeah, I was impressed with myself on that. I was not the kind of person who ever took competitions in making food recipes.
Yeah, probably it's probably something else I made you do. You think?
Something in the back of my brain.
So, Doug, you found it. Oh wait, here it is. I was about to say you found it because I can't find it. Yeah. Okay, so yes, it is. It's whipping cream and it's peppercorns and saffron. We forgot that.
A little pinch of saffron.
A little pinch.
I
of
had
real...
it, so I used it.
Yeah, but it
That's
was.
Why.
Oh, is that right? Really?
I had it.
It was real
I...
saffron too. Didn't somebody give you some
saffron.
Real saffron?
I got it in India. I really did. I'm not kidding. No, I'm sorry.
I was about to say, that must be a trip I missed or didn't hear about, Tom.
I just realized that that's not where it came from.
Yes, I know it's not where it came from.
I got them in Istanbul.
Oh, okay.
And
wait a second. If you got it in Istanbul,
yeah,
that was post-Katrina, so.
I think the whole thing was post-Katrina.
Anyway, that was definitely real saffron then, if you got it in Istanbul. Where is that? Do we still have that anywhere?
Where's Istanbul?
No,
well,
I know where Istanbul is. What about the saffron? What happened to the saffron?
We've used it all.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to use much of it, but also Susan Spicer told me this. She said, you know, I'm looking at this saffron that you're using, and, you know, nobody has this, you know, in their pockets all the time. But if you're going to do anything for competition, and I was doing something at the time, she said, you really ought to get rid of this and find better quality. And, you know, she's one of those people who really knows the answers. And so I went ahead and did that. And it did indeed make it better in terms of taste. But here's something I wasn't expecting. Saffron turns everything it touches into this green, orange color.
Yeah.
And in a lot of things, certainly in the aroma, that's wonderful. It looks nice. But, boy, that the taste you get in your mouth from that, you might change your mind and say, next time I'm going to do this with the garlic and garlic.
So cancel
and
that saffron, folks.
No, now, just buy the good quality, and that's it. I mean, it's not that hard.
Oh, so you're saying the good quality?
The good quality saffron is going to it will pay back in.
So you can
quality.
Keep the saffron in the recipe if somebody's interested in doing that.
But be okay. Very very.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that I'm going to buy some oysters.
Yeah.
in a, what are they? It's a quart. They come in a little quart plastic
gallon,
thing.
Like
no, not definitely not a gallon, but a quart. What is? What do you think a quart has in
one
it?
One oyster.
No, it doesn't have like 25 oysters. Maybe you think it'd be like 25 oysters in a quart.
I don't remember how many there are, but this is something that restaurant owners check all the time. They get in there and they start poking around to see how many oysters appear in the oyster.
Well, I was thinking, because we had dinner with our friends the other night. Gosh, that was Friday night. So this we could do a restaurant report on that, too. Irene's.
Irene's? What a fantastic experience that was. I don't know why I haven't talked about it. Have you been there?
Because we've been yapping the whole time on other stuff. I'm glad that you thought it was a good experience.
Okay. What was the problem?
I thought that, I tell you what, that's a gorgeous restaurant. Oh, my gosh.
It's really nice. And
gorgeous.
It was built out of an old radio station.
Yes, which we both have a little familiarity with.
WNOE.
But it's absolutely unbelievably gorgeous. And
yeah,
there's a courtyard back there that I think people could not go into. But I really would like to go back there sometime, maybe in the 4 days in the spring or the 4 days in the fall where you could actually eat outside. I don't know if you ever can, but it's a beautiful courtyard. And I was a little underwhelmed by it.
Yeah? Well, I don't know what you were after, and nobody's perfect, but to me it was quite a good dinner. And the place was wonderful. The service staff, I thought, was really on top of things. Although one of the people who was hanging with us thought the exact opposite, that the waiters were not keeping up with it. But
well, we were sitting in the tourist section. So, and to be fair, we arrived without a reservation on a Friday evening, and it was at 6 o'clock in the evening, and so we were invited to sit at the bar and wait for the other two members of our party. And the bar is enormous, and there was this one little tiny room at the back of the bar that had four tables in it. And so so I thought, okay, well, he's going to squeeze us in somewhere in one of the first couple of rooms.
They squeezed us in four different times because you-know-who wanted to move.
So we waited for 40 minutes at the bar. And then I was getting hungry. I didn't know how long it would be before our companions arrived. So I said, would you be okay seating us now? Because I'm sure they're going to be here any minute. And so then he walked us back to the tourist section, which was empty when we got there and where we could have sat originally. And I said, wait a second. So we've been waiting 40 minutes to sit in the tourist section anyway? And he said, well, it is 6:45. On Friday evening, and I said, well, it wasn't when we got here. So, anyway.
I think that's reasonable.
So we had a tourist's experience at Irene's, because everyone in the room besides us was tourists.
I had a great
night. The food was good. The food was definitely good. I mean, actually, the food was okay. You know, the bruschetta that they serve in the beginning was really good. And then we ordered a crab meat au gratin, which was a little bit unusual. And then I had spaghetti and meatballs, which is kid food, I know.
Yeah, it's kid food, but that's okay. Food. I mean, it's if it's good, it's good.
And you guys what did you all get?
I had this this duck dish. And let's see.
There was a fish dish on the table, too.
Yeah, there was. And there was
it was fish and green beans and some kind of potatoes, or polenta or something.
Yeah, there
like
was
that.
Something else in there.
Oh, sweet potatoes. That's
sweet
what it was.
Sweet potatoes.
It was sweet potatoes, red fish, and green beans, and that was good. There was also a soup, a shrimp soup that everybody wanted to get.
Yeah, I don't know. I was very pleased by it. I have a little connection with them.
At the old place.
The old place. My father worked for the United Paper Company, which is what used to be where...
the old Irene's was.
The old Irene's
was. It on Dumaine? Was it on...
No, it was on...
I think it was. Was it on Dumaine and Charters, maybe?
No, no. It's on the corner of...
Dumaine and Charters.
Nah, that's not...
Dumaine and Charters, trust me. Anyway, and so whenever you went there, you asked to sit in that one spot where he sat.
Yeah, where my dad used to sit and do all his work.
And then they moved, and it was kind of a... It was a cozy, dark, kind of sexy restaurant back there, and just always popping. I mean, that restaurant has a cult following.
Well, Irene.
It's popping.
You know, that's someday, and it's amazing to me that no one has ever written this. Maybe I ought to just get it on down to do it, but... Many restaurants around town doing Italian food are serving the same recipes. Irene is one of them. She has two brothers.
Roland and Fausto.
Fausto. They used to have...
Who owned Fausto's.
They used to have a restaurant over in the old... in Kenner by the airport.
Di Piero,
I had forgotten about, but then...
Gendusa,
I've forgotten about too, but there's another one there. That's
the brick oven.
That was theirs.
Oh, was that right? I didn't know that.
They opened that. Yeah.
They opened that?
Yeah, that's quite a long time
ago. Wait, the Di Pieros did, all three of them?
I don't remember exactly, but they were all working together, and they were bringing in some other friends.
I didn't realize that.
Who were bringing in some other... some other things too. So that was a good restaurant.
Now I see. I feel like the food at Fausto's and Irene's is different.
Oh yeah, but he can't help that.
Fausto's is much more approachable.
Yeah.
And Irene's is much more glamorous. Do you think?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, they're all good. They're both good. They're
both
really good.
Yeah.
But it's a totally different scene for sure.
Yeah.
Fausto's is comfortable Metairie, and Irene's is glamorous French Quarter.
Something like that.
Yeah. And that place was hopping. I mean,
it
really, really, really hopping.
To the rest.
And when we came out,
reefers,
it was even
reefers.
Hopping more than that.
Yep.
So I've decided that we're going to go back to Irene's, but I'm going to have a reservation next time.
Good idea.
And see if I can eat with the regular people in the front dining rooms, because...
Well, I hate eating with those irregular people, though.
Well, no, I mean, it'd be an interesting thing just to see if the experience is totally different, you know? You can tell you're being thought of as a tourist if people try to tell you what gumbo is. That's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah. This is...
WWL 105.3.
Yeah, it was... trying to tell you who wrote this piece of music.
Oh, HD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.